Right, and on the line now, I have Eva Ní Cunha, and she's from the Axis in Ballymun. I keep calling it the Axis, but it's just Axis. Good afternoon, Eve.
Hi, how are you keeping?
Yeah, as I say, I keep calling it the Axis, but it's just Axis.
We get called the Axis Theatre, the Axis Arts Centre. Axis will answer to anything, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I have to say, and I've said it last week, this is my third interview with somebody from Axis in Ballymun, and with the different things that's happening with the plays and the music. And now you're having the Irish culture, the Festival of Irish Culture. Tell us about that, when it's starting and how it came about.
Okay, well, every year we run a festival called Burraboon in Axis, from usually in October. This year we're running it for 2 weeks, and as you said, it's an Irish cultural festival. So that incorporates everything from theatre to music to dance, puppetry, storytelling. We have live music in our cafe every day at lunchtime. It's completely free of charge if anybody wants to join us for some trad with their tea. We'd love to see them. Mm-hmm. And we present a range of events that are either in Irish or bilingual for children and adults, so that it's quite accessible for everybody, that the language shouldn't be a barrier. And there's actually an awful lot of people who come to the shows thinking, gosh, now I actually understood far more of that than I thought. Or mm-hmm. Because it's about the quality of the art, the performance. You know, we've Brannard Romaíochta, for instance, on Wednesday. They're a company based in Galway that do just exceptional shows for children. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to Finland, they're touring internationally. And it's wonderful to have them in Ballymun performing for young people and giving people really, really high quality artistic experiences. And another thing that's quite important to us is that all of the events, they're either low cost or they're free of charge, so that, again, there's no barriers to people coming in the door and enjoying something.
So you can just walk in and out and it's all free?
Most of the events are free, and yeah, where they're not free, there's low ticket prices.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, well, that'd be the plays and stuff like that.
Exactly. We're pretty excited. We have Ray Yates, who's City Arts Officer, next Tuesday will be guest star with his son Dara on our Music Room Sessions, which is a monthly gig we run. And he's going to be doing an event called Brishan an Dúchas for the Music Room Sessions. Mm-hmm. And other events for adults, for instance, we have works by Samuel Beckett in Irish. They're translated by Gabriel Rosenstock, and starring, amongst others, Geraldine Plunkett, Marcus Lamb, Padder Lamb, some of the greats of Irish theatre, mm-hmm, presenting this work. And there'll be a couple of world premieres thrown in there for good measure. And I mean, another event that really seems to be capturing the imagination of people is Clan Turin, which is an opera in Irish, and it's the first known opera to be composed and presented since 1910, which I find, you know, incredible. That's on Saturday the 27th at 8 p.m. And again, it's been performed by singers from the National Chamber Choir, Alan Leach, other musicians and singers, really, really people who, mm-hmm, are just at the forefront, I suppose, of the performing arts in Ireland.
Sounds very exciting, I must say. And just if you reel back there to Wednesday, puppetry for young people on the 17th, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's, as you said, some of them are just small charge, €5. It's unbelievably cheap, but a lot of it is free as well.
Yes.
Okay, I'd just like to mention what you were saying there about the Irish language and how, when people are surprised, they're relatively easy. I think, with all due respect and commendation to Tina G, I think they've shown that over the years and given people a new interest in the Irish language.
Absolutely. I mean, TG Cahiran, I suppose the work that they do is incredible. I mean, I never thought, you know, I'd see the day where my goddaughter would be watching SpongeBob SquarePants and completely following it. Never mind, you know, the shows that they do for adults. I mean, Corpo Gusanum, and I know there's a fair few Ross na Rún fans out there. And I mean, the fact of the matter is, Irish really is a living language. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm lucky I get to use it and speak it every day. But even those, you know, people are getting confidence back. You know, they're thinking, oh, you know, I learned that in school, and I don't think I can speak it anymore. But they're using their cúpla focal, and people always say, it's like any language, you understand far more than you can speak. And it's just kind of having the confidence to say, yeah, you know, Pocoopla Fuckla Gum, I'll use what I have when I can, if I can. Mm-hmm. And that's the case with any language. I think, you know, we need to sort of have the confidence to own whatever it is that we have and to use it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I wonder if they did a study on it, why we're so averse to using the language. Well, have been over the years. It's much more freer now.
Oh, you'd wonder why. I mean, Ballymun in itself, it's like an urban Gaeltacht. You mm-hmm. know, we've two primary schools for that are Gael school now, and you know, you can barely get a place in them apparently. And you know, Glory and Gael, which are based out in Ballymun, have just an incredible programme of activities, from creches to community gardens to, you know, arts classes. They're just wonderful, really, really active people, I suppose, enjoying their use of the language.
And I suppose with the influx of people coming from other countries and the multiculturalism here as well, I suppose when people, as you say, like the young people, when they speak the Irish, it gives them a sense of national pride, I suppose, is the most important thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do think, though, you know, that national pride is something that's shared. And I don't think it would be possible for us to be doing this, you know, without the support of organisations such as First na Gaeilge, you know, the Arts Council, Dublin City Council. I mean, Spree, the puppet show that you mentioned on Wednesday, mm-hmm. is actually in Irish and Catalan. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I never thought I'd see the state where you'd be, you know, looking at what people would call minority languages. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the performances are so compelling that the young people understand every gesture, every movement. You know, the meaning is completely communicated, even if they don't understand every word. Although our young people in Ballymun, they're so used to coming to performance mm-hmm. that they're incredible audience members.
Yeah. I think the new people that live in the country from all over the world, it's amazing to see that they have the same curiosity about the Irish language, and they're learning as well now that they're living here, which
absolutely,
is great.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I think that that's as important as, you know, people who are, whatever, Irish born and bred, as they'd say themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really, really encouraging, you know, to see, you know, increasing diversity in our communities. And, you know, I'm as interested in learning about, you know, Urdu or, you know, other languages now as I am about Irish. It just makes for a really interesting blend.
Okay, just remind our listeners before you go, Niamh, about it's running for 2 weeks. It's a Festival of Irish Language. It's just a few of the things that's going on, when it's starting, when it's finishing, and how people can find out about
it. So we're starting on Monday the 15th, which is next Monday. Our very first event is called Kitty Crack, and it's again, live musicians playing. It's a Kaylee for under fours, and we're packed out for that. We're already booked out. The festival runs for 2 weeks until the 27th of October. Free music in the cafe every day, Monday to Friday at lunchtime. There is more info on all of the events on www.axisballymun.ie. That's axisballymun.ie. And for those of you who use Facebook or Twitter, I tend to get more of my info from social networking now than anything else. We're on Facebook as Axis Ballymun, AXISBALLYMUN. You can hit like, do come and say hello to us. And again, on Twitter, we're Axis Ballymun as well.
Okay, I'll have to say again, as I said, I've talked to three different, you're the third person I've talked to.
Yeah, there's an awful lot going on.
And it's fabulous, and congratulations to everybody in Ballymun, all the young people and all the things that you're putting on, the plays and the Irish Festival and the arts stuff you're putting on. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's a hub of activity, and it continues around through the year. But thank you very much, Niamh.
Thank you, Noel.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I'm sure that's going to be a huge success, and I'm going to make my way out there to see some of the stuff that's going on there over the next couple of weeks.